from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia and France highlights the importance of stability in the Middle East. UN calls for security guarantees and investment for world peacekeepers. I'm Ray, and this is the news in details. Indonesia and France have emphasized the importance of stability in the Middle East amid rising global tensions. President Prabowo Subianto and French President Emmanuel Macron also highlighted their support for the two-state solution, Palestinian independence and peace in Lebanon. The full report is delivered by Desi Anugranov. President Prabowo Subianto instructed that French language learning be taught at all school levels in Indonesia, where the instruction was conveyed by Prabowo during a bilateral meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron at the Elysee Palace in Paris, France, on Thursday local time.
President Prabowo Subianto and French President Emmanuel Macron highlighted the importance of maintaining stability in the Middle East. The statement was made during their meeting in the Elysee Palace in Paris, France, on Thursday, May 28, 2026. In his statement, President Prabowo said Indonesia and France share the same view that peace in the Middle East is a common interest. According to Prabowo, stability in the region does not only affect countries in the Middle East but also has a direct impact on global energy condition and supply chain.
I agree with President Macron that stability in the Middle East is very important and will have a direct impact on global energy conditions and supply chains. Therefore, peace in the Middle East is our shared interest.
Dan rantai pasok global.
Prabowo also expressed appreciation to France, which he said has helped encourage European and Western countries to support the two-state solution for Palestine. He reaffirmed that Indonesia remains consistent in supporting Palestinian independence and views the two-state solution as an important path toward achieving just and sustainable peace in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Emmanuel Macron said France and Indonesia share a common vision in maintaining regional stability and strengthening world peace. Macron also appreciated Indonesia's role, including President Prabowo's stand in supporting peace in the Middle East and the recognition of Palestine.
Je salue vraiment votre rôle, votre amitié.
I would really like to commend your role, your friendship, and the very courageous positions you took last year, also for peace in the Near here in Middle East, your support for the recognition of Palestine, and we are also fully committed together to the sovereignty and stability of Lebanon, where our troops serve together under UNIFIL.
Macron also mentioned the role of Indonesia and France in the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Lebanon. He said both countries have shared the experience of losing soldiers in the mission. According to Macron, there is no reason that can justify attack on southern Lebanon. Therefore, he called for an end to violence, the reopening of dialogue, and the realization of the long-term peaceful solution in the region. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
In addition to education, Prabowo also highlighted cooperation between Indonesia and France in the fields of science and technology, which he said continues to show positive progress. He said advances in science and technology have made relations between countries increasingly closer, meaning that war and conflict will bring no benefit to anyone. Indonesia and France agreed to strengthen bilateral relations through economic cooperation, investment, and strategic partnership between the two countries. The agreement was conveyed by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and French President Emmanuel Macron during the meeting at the Elysee Palace in Paris on Thursday, May 28, 2026. During the meeting, the two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership, including through CEPA cooperation. In addition to Indonesia and France, also endorsed the establishment of the France-Indonesia High-Level Business Council. The Business Council was formed to boost investment ties, expand economic cooperation, and open up more concrete collaboration opportunities between business players from the two countries. The United Nations, or UN, has called on member states to provide security guarantees, political support, and sustainable funding for peacekeepers around the world. The call was made by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in his online statement on Thursday, ahead of the International Day of United Nations Peacekeepers, commemorated every May 29th. However, amid rising global tensions and security risk on the ground, Guterres stressed that peacekeepers must not be left to carry out their duties without adequate protection. According to him, UN member states that have an obligation to ensure the safety of UN personnel at all times.
In the field of education, we want it to be further enhanced. I have now instructed that all levels of schools in Indonesia must learn French.
Harus belajar bahasa Prancis.
In May 2026, once again deployed 744 Indonesian National Armed Forces personnel to join the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, or UNIFIL, mission in Lebanon. Indonesia is also recorded as one of the largest contributors of UN peacekeeping personnel. Reproductive health education has become one of the key factors in empowering women in Indonesia. With access to proper reproductive health information and services, women are considered more capable of making independent decisions regarding their education, careers, family, and future. This was conveyed by UNFPA Indonesia's Sexual and Reproductive Health Program Specialist, Sandeep Nanwani, during the VOI Talk program with RRA Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday. Sandeep explained that reproductive health education is not only about health services, but also about women's right to understand their bodies, make choices about their lives, and participate more broadly in society.
Attacks on peacekeepers are grave violations of international humanitarian law, and member states must uphold their obligations to ensure the safety and security of UN personnel at all times. An investment in peacekeeping is an investment in a safer future. Let us always support the people who help make peace possible.
According to Sandeep, Women who are able to make choices regarding their reproductive health will have a greater opportunities to continue their education, enter the workforce, and contribute to the family economy as well as national development. Therefore, UNFPA encourages the improvement of reproductive health services, open education, and the sustainable empowerment of women. This step is considered important to enable women to live healthier and more productive lives and to have greater space in decision making. And that was Voice of Indonesia with Newsline.
Here is quote of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. A quote by Suharto. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Sendiri, ku merasakan. semua melihat aku kamu.
What is this food?
This food is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Kolak!
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sore tadi ku bilang, kau pun bilang perasaannya sama. Cepat berakhir sudah. Tolong gemintang, senangi hati ini, jangan pulang. Biar semua melihat aku kamu berseri, memohon waktu berhenti. Hari datang, malamnya indah, ku tak ingin cepat berakhir sudah. Tolong gemintang, senangi hati ini, jangan pulang. Biar semua melihat aku kamu berdansa di taman ria, romansa hati dimanja. Amin untuk kita, ucap iya biar nyata. Semua
aku kamu.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
The history of the rich culture of Indonesia dates back to the Megalithic era, a ritual of a strong warrior that shows maturity, power, strength, and pride. More than just a physical ritual challenge, but also a sign of value, culture, and respect, this is Indonesia Lompat Batu Nias. Lompat Batu Nias, or stone jumping tradition from Nias Island, Indonesia, is a traditional practice specifically for young men of the Nias people, historically used as a rite of passage into adulthood. A success of jumping over the specially constructed stones indicates that the youth has achieved physical maturity, bravery, and readiness to take on societal responsibilities, including marriages and historically military role. The young people starting around ages 7 until 10, boys undergo physical training, gradually increasing jump heights to develop strength, agility, and technique. Mental preparation, including focus and overcoming fear, is equally emphasized in this one. The ritual process, which is the stone jump, is the key challenge. It is a stacked stone structure averaging 2 meters in height and 40 until 60 centimeters in thickness, sometimes shaped like a pyramidal monument with a flat top. The young man must clear it in a single jump without touching the top, ensuring a controlled landing, and those who succeed are celebrated by the community, and they are formally recognized as a man capable of adult responsibilities, symbolizing courage, power, discipline, and social maturity. Families may hold a festive in honor of the achievement. And that's all about Lompat Batu Nias. I'm Gatan from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
To make the National Museum of Indonesia friendly and effective as an educational medium for all groups and individuals, several key priorities can and should be carried out. These priorities reflect both best practices in museum inclusivity and the spirit of the 2025 International Museum Day theme. First, accessibility for all. Ensure that the museum is physically, cognitively, and emotionally accessible to all visitors. The action: install ramps, elevators, lift, and textile pad for people with physical disabilities, provide sign language interpreters, offer quiet hours or sensory-friendly environment for neurodiverse visitor, ensure free ticket for the disabled. And the second priority, community involvement and representation. Create a museum that reflects the stories, voices, and identities of the people it serves. And for the action, partner with local communities, especially marginalized group, to create program and exhibition. Feature exhibit that highlight diverse ethnicities, religion, gender identities, and social background, and encourage community-curated showcase that allows citizens to share their own heritage and experiences. The third, relevant and contextual education. Make the museum a space where history connect meaningfully with current social, cultural, and political issues. The action are a land exhibition with the national calendar, such as Ramadan, Kartini Day, Independence Day, and etc. Private guided tour and educational kit tailored to different age groups, from children to university students. Use historical theme to discuss contemporary issues, such as gender equality, environmental change, or pluralism.
Aku ingin jadi teman nyaman tanpa kau hilangkan keluh kesahmu. Kita berbincang takkan ruang tanpa beban dan juga hayalan tentang masa depan. Ku tak ingin cepat berlalu. Berdansa dan tertawa gandeng tangan, semoga bergema sampai selamanya. Dunia pasti ada akhirnya, bintang-bintang pun ada umurnya. Maka tenang saja kita di sini berdua. Nikmati sementara yang ada. Bersandar padaku, taruh di bahu. Relakan semua, bebas semua. Percayalah ini sayang terlewatkan. Ku sampaikan dalam nyanyian bergema sampai selamanya.
Joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Greeting like Indonesian. Selamat pagi. Good morning. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat sore. Good afternoon. Selamat siang is used from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Selamat sore is used from 3 to 6 p.m. Selamat malam. Good evening. Selamat tidur. Good night.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Adakah sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu? Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, kan ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Kangennya masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu. Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita. Dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya. Pastikan bertemu lagi.
Voice of Indonesia.
listener, here is the Woman of Indonesia, a special series to celebrate and commemorate the Kartini Day and the amazing role of women in Indonesia. And today, we will talk about Karina Jo. Karina Citra Dewi Jo, or simply known as Karina Jo, is an Indonesian scientist and researcher recognized for her pivotal role in the development of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. Karina Jo is known for her contribution to the development of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. She played an important role in enabling the vaccine to be produced and distributed globally, helping many countries respond to the pandemic. On April 21, 1989, Karina Citra Dewi Jo was born in Jakarta, Indonesia. From a young age, she showed strong academic ability and a deep interest in science, especially biotechnology. Karina Jo spent her early academic years showing strong interest in science, particularly in biotechnology. She completed her education at a young age through an accelerated program before continuing her studies abroad. Karina pursued biotechnology at the University of Hong Kong, where she developed her scientific foundation and later continued her postgraduate studies in Australia, strengthening her expertise in research and innovation. She continued her scientific career internationally and later joined the Jenner Institute at the University of Oxford. There, she became part of a team developing vaccine and contributed significantly to the production process of the COVID-19 vaccine during the global pandemic. Karina Jo began her international scientific career by working in several research institutions, where she developed her expertise in biotechnology and vaccine production. She later joined the Jenner Institute at the University of Oxford, where she became part of a team working on vaccine development. In her scientific career, she became part of global efforts in developing and producing vaccines, contributing to international collaboration in addressing the COVID-19 pandemic. What made her particularly remarkable was that she was involved in one of the most important global health efforts at the relatively young age, contributing to the development of a widely used COVID-19 vaccine. Through her work, she played a crucial role in supporting global health responses during the pandemic, contributing to vaccine production that helped many countries manage the crisis. In her scientific role, Karina Jo became part of a global efforts in addressing one of the biggest health crises in modern history. She contributed to the development and production of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, which played an important role in helping countries respond to the pandemic. Her dedication and expertise have been widely recognized as she contributed to a vaccine that was distributed globally and used by many countries. Through her work, she supported international collaboration in science and public health, especially during a critical time when the world was facing a pandemic. For her contribution to global health and scientific innovation, Karina Jo has been recognized as one of the Indonesian figures who made a significant impact during the COVID-19 pandemic, marking her role in one of the most important global health efforts in recent history. From her journey in science, we can understand that Karina Jo represents dedication, innovation, and a strong commitment to global health and scientific collaboration in addressing worldwide challenges. Listener, that is today's episode of Women of Indonesia about Karina Jo. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
together. Make a change forever. We can do it if we just try.
Save our world from our own distraction. Time to make a difference.
All it takes is to enter. Raise your hand up and pray to the one that you pray.
To protect our children's children, let us pray. Protect our children, children. Let us pray.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we are about to play a song by Nugi. Agustinus Gusti Nugroho, or Nugi,
is an Indonesian actor and singer. He released a trilogy entitled Bumi or Earth in 1995, Air or Water in 1996, and Udara or Air in 1998. One of his best hits was Pelukis Malam, or The Night Painter. The song Pelukis Malam is about a human amazement over the nature created by the creator. The song also reminds us the humans are so little compared to planet Earth and the heavenly sky that is full of shining moons and stars. Listener, here is Nugi with Pelukis Malam. Enjoy listening to the song.
Listener, that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email voilisteners@gmail.com or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at @voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at @voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.